And you are listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And today we're going to continue speaking about this upcoming series of programs, 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World. And we, you, I, all of us have an opportunity to engage and get involved in the various events that are taking place, but also to begin that process, that networking process that allows us to work on changing the world every day of our life. So I'm very, very happy to welcome my guests today. And we'll be joined by Rick Ulfick, who is the founder of We the World and the We campaign at We.net. We the World is a global coalition-building organization that annually connects and promotes thousands of socially conscious organizations and businesses to generate public awareness and action for peace, sustainability, and transformation. He is the co-creator of the annual 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, launched in 2004 by We the World and Global Partners. 11 Days of Global Unity is a platform for change makers worldwide that annually includes as many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries. And we will give Rick an opportunity to tell us a bit more about that as we enter the program. Also joining me is Kristen Hoffman, and she is a Juilliard-trained singer, songwriter, musician with extraordinary artistic range. Her music has been heard on major record labels, film, and television, and she has performed throughout the world, collaborating with musical luminaries on projects ranging from individual albums to grand symphonic productions. A strong advocate for peace and ocean conservation, Kristen has appeared internationally at environmental concerts and conventions, TEDx San Francisco, the Emoto Peace Project concert in Tokyo, and with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London. In August 2016, the symphonic version of her Song of the Ocean, Song for the Ocean, was performed at Sydney Opera House by a choir of 800 Australian children. In 2011, she became the singer for Bella Gaia, a multimedia theater experience created in conjunction with NASA. Kristen writes a monthly song and blog for Gandhi's BE magazine, addressing worldly issues through the vehicle of music. Kristen's songs reflect her personal luminosity, her warmth, and her talent for bringing our music's healing power, bringing out music's healing power. So welcome, Kristen, back to the Heart of Mind.
Hello.
Yes. And also joining us is Keshi Chai. And Keshi is an artist and teacher who co-founded Belly Queen, a professional dance company and school, and PURE, Public Urban Ritual Experiment, a global community focused on empowerment and social change through dance. She has performed and taught extensively internationally and is an alumni member of the Belly Dance Superstars. Jelena's belly dance evolution and Kenji Williams' Bella Gaia. One of her all-time joys is dancing to live music. In addition to years on stages from Las Vegas and beyond, from 2007 to 2017, she curated the weekly Jam Under Jaban event for dancers and musicians to create and play together in the East Village of New York City. She teaches at Belly Queen School of Dance, leads creative labs using sprint methodology to create full-length theatrical dance shows in 3 to 4 days, and curates the annual Pure Conference. Her mission is to explore the transformative power of dance and theater to cultivate deeper connections between people. So hello and welcome to Heart of Mind, Keshi. It's the first time I believe we're speaking, so I'm really happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Cool. So, Rick, I want to start with you since you are sort of the genesis in many ways of these projects. I also want to do a special shout out to Andrew Kane, who has been working so diligently in helping us put all of this together. But I want you to give some context to today's program. I know you've had a lot of different people who've endorsed the 11 Days of Global Unity, but today we're focusing on the arts. And I know that you yourself are a musician and composer, as well as music producer. So as you introduce the 11 Days of Global Unity, can you bring it into the context of the importance of the arts and how the arts contribute to change?
Yes, and thank you again so much, Catherine, for hosting this show and other shows that are focusing on 11 Days of Global Unity. It's become an annual tradition at this point in September. So it's really wonderful. And, you know, the role of independent, non-commercial media is so important for all of these efforts that people are doing, whether they're in the arts or in other aspects of creating a culture of peace and a sustainable future. So thank you, Catherine. And yes, 11 Days of Global Unity goes from September 11th through September 21st. And I'll just give a little bit of background about that. In 2004, my organization, We the World, brought together partners worldwide to launch 11 Days of Global Unity, and it culminates on September 21st, the UN International Day of Peace. So in 2004, we had wonderful participation, and in fact, Keshi and Belly Queen actually performed and helped to launch 11 Days of Global Unity. So that was a remarkable day in 2004 on September 21st. Jane Goodall was a keynote speaker along with Marianne Williamson. Amnesty International was a major partner at that point, and we had the Million Voice Choir and events happening in 125 cities around the world. Archbishop Desmond Tutu made a special video, and honorary co-chairs also included Deepak Chopra and Robert Thurman and Barbara Marks Hubbard, and on and on, a long list. And it's been growing since then. So 11 Days of Global Unity has become a worldwide convergence of concerts and conferences, festivals, forums, marches, broadcasts, and other programs that are promoting a culture of peace and a sustainable future. And 11 Days of Global Unity has developed into 11 themes for change, 11 themes to go with each of the days. And these 11 themes have become 11 campaigns for change. And they are unity, interdependence, environment, economic justice, health, children and youth, women, human rights, freedom, disarmament, and peace. So we've had up to date over 600 organizations that have specifically signed up to participate in these 11 ways to transform your world. So I guess this year there are some special events that I want to draw attention to. And one of them, and we can get into more later, but one of them in particular I want to mention because it has to do with We the World itself, which is that on September 12th, we will be celebrating our 20 years of being around. So we're doing our 20th year anniversary on September 12th, which is also known as Interdependence Day. And so we're calling this the 20th anniversary Interdependence Day Peace Party. And it's also the 20th year of Good News Planet, which was founded by Paul Slatkis. So we're doing kind of a joint event to celebrate these 20 years. And both Keishi and Kristen, who are on the show today, will be performing at this spectacular event. This is really, I'm so amazed at all the incredible people who have come out for this event. There are dynamic speakers and performers. Besides Keishi and Kristen, there's a New York R&B recording artist named Al Smith, who will be performing. There will be speakers like Deborah Muldow and Monica Willard and Catherine Davis. You will be one of the featured speakers yourself. So we're looking forward to this. And for people who are in the New York area, you can come to this event live in person at the Church of the Village, which is 201 West 13th Street, the corner of 7th Avenue. It starts at 6:30. And it's very modest ticket price. It's sliding scale, and it's less if you get it in advance. And so to find out more about this, to get tickets and all of that, you can go to we.net. The direct link is we.net/20 years, and 20 is with a numeral. And you can go directly there. But if you just go to we.net, on the homepage near the top on the right, you'll see it. This is really exciting. We're going to have a musical tribute to Aretha Franklin with Al Smith and Charette White singing a duet on, I think, on Respect and doing a Natural Woman and, you know, a lot of Aretha's well-known songs. There's going to be a tribute to Carol Hart. Now, Carol Hart is near and dear to many of us. She was the producer of the film called For the Next Seven Generations, about the 13 indigenous grandmothers.
Wow.
And she passed, unfortunately, earlier this year. So we're going to be doing a tribute to her. And she also was a big supporter of We the World, and we worked on projects together. The biggest project we worked on together is called An Urgent Message from Your Children. And it's a video project to give voice to children from 12 years old and younger who are expressing their fears, concerns, and hopes for the future of the planet regarding and the environment. And so during the event on September 12th, we will be screening the video that we did, which is really a groundbreaking video. We interviewed 29 children as young as 5 years old. It's an invitation to children around the world to make their own videos, and we're posting them at the website is weyourchildren.org. And again, all of these things can be found at we.net. We can talk more, but the event on September 12th will be webcast. That's important because not everybody will be able to get to the church of the village. I guess we'll talk more about it. And thank you again, Catherine, for giving exposure to all these amazing things that are happening during 11 days of global unity.
Well, you're very welcome. And I'm actually quite excited about this event. I think it's going to be uplifting and unifying as an experience. And that's the kind of thing that we all need to energize us and help us to move forward with our work in the world. When we're in communion with fellow members of this journey, it really does make a tremendous difference, both for us individually as we experience it, either live or on the webcast, but also when we come together with this kind of energy, it has an impact on the whole. From my perspective, it's almost as if this energy will be sent out into the collective conscious, unconscious, to help energize and move this particular goal forward. So I'm actually very grateful for all the work that you've done, Rick, and everyone that's involved in this program. It's certainly a much more forward-looking thing to happen every year than just a traditional, like a New Year's celebration where people party and get drunk. This is a way of partying, but getting high on the energy and the transcendent purpose of the event. So I'm very much looking forward to it. I'd like to invite Kristen Hoffman to begin to join us from the perspective of the 11 days of global unity. Now, I believe that I met you in the context of your own music before seeing your work on the stage and organizing and planning events. So I know that you've been also involved throughout this journey to where we are right now, Kristen. So maybe you can speak to how your personal work and commitment with the earth and the oceans ties into the 11 days of global unity, 11 ways to change the world.
Yes. Well, it's such an honor to be here with you, with all of you. Catherine, thank you so much for having me. And I've had such a pleasure to work with both Rick and Casey over the years in various efforts for peace and awareness. And it's just such a joy to be teaming up once again this year for the celebration of 20 years with We the World. And of course, to come together, like you said, as a community. Community efforts are so important as, you know, as containers for raising vibration of awareness for peace, for unity, for change, for people to really start vibrating on a higher level together. We must continue to create these amazing opportunities to come together live. And so I know that on the 12th, we are going to have that beautiful opportunity to step into a wonderful sacred space together. My personal path, I've been a musician as far as I can remember, and especially over the past 10 to 15 years, it's become increasingly important. My personal message that I have continuously gotten, you can call it whatever you like. I call it my higher self or from spirit, is that I must every day be a container for awareness, for divine energy to come through. And I have created this artistic vessel so that I can better tune in and better be that vehicle for awareness. And so my personal mission when I wake up every day is to use this incredible gift of life that I've been given and to use the arts and my music background and training to help create community and help create awareness and support our incredible Mother Earth, and that is truly our home here. So whether it be using music as a way to connect kids or adults around the ocean, which I think is such an important paramount issue these days, that we are all connected by the ocean, and the ocean, we can take a look at the ocean in any different direction, whether it be trash or overfishing. I mean, there's so many different areas in the ocean that really need our love and attention. So I'm very committed to using music as a bonding tool for especially the next generations to learn about taking care of our planet and learn about taking care of the oceans and learn that there are even issues going on. So many times with the ocean, I find people are used to and so immersed in their daily lives that they forget that the ocean provides most of the oxygen we breathe, or they don't even know that. The ocean is such an important source of our livelihood, and it's so easy to forget. So that is one very important issue to me, and another is peace, using music as a vehicle for peace. And I love, Catherine, you were saying before, or touching in at the importance of artists in really conveying messages around the 11 days of global unity. And really, as we are helping to bring in this message of peace and togetherness during the 11 days of unity, there's no better way than music or dance or the arts to really lift people's spirits and help us tap into a shared experience around peace. When you hear a beautiful piece of music, when you experience Pure and the work that Keshi does, you can't help but be moved from the heart center, from the emotional heart center, immediately. And I've experienced it over and over and over again in my life. When I feel something deeply from the heart center that is initiated through an artistic experience, I am immediately just brought to my highest space. And I'm much more likely at that point to shift my own patterns in my life to a more community-based. I'm able in that sacred, beautiful moment to really realign my being and to reassess the things that are most important to me in life and reassess, oh, how can I become more involved in the community? How can I truly care for myself, care for this community, care for this planet? It is in those amazing moments of heightened emotion through the vehicle of the arts that I truly think we are able to shift who we are and become our highest selves and our highest manifestation as human caretakers of this earth and of each other. So hopefully that helps to give a little insight into my feeling of my personal role and my calling as a musician and as a human.
Thank you. Yeah, that's wonderful, wonderful. And Keshi, I'd love to invite you to also give that perspective. I have so much respect, and I really honor dance and movement in the sense that when I look at the power of dance, and I hearken back to many of the Aboriginal cultures, Australia, Africa, even in the Aboriginal Americas, where dance was a significant part, dance and movement was a significant part of integrating the worlds, of communicating, of upholding and supporting and sustaining nature. And I think that we live in a society now where people are sitting in chairs in front of computers, not engaging their bodies at all. And it becomes an entirely mental, judgmental space. So I think the power of body and dance is something that everyone should engage. I really honor your work. And I'd love for you, in the context of this, is to really also show your work in initiating this whole project with Rick and in participating as it has evolved.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on the show. I've known both Rick and Kristen for many years, Rick for 14 years and Kristen for about 9, and have worked with both of them. So it feels like a gathering of old friends. And I would like to echo what you said about many of us transforming into desk monkeys. I know you didn't say monkeys, but it often feels like that when we're chained to our computers. And this was what actually inspired me to take my first belly dance class back in 1996. I was in college. I felt like I was just a brain connected to a mouse clicking finger, and I forgot about my vessel of the body. And so I needed to uplift my spirit. And as a gift to myself, I went to my first class and really loved it so much. I do train in other forms of dance. I used to be in a Chinese dance company also. My main form of movement and expression these days is Middle Eastern dance or belly dance. And there's a lot of storytelling thrown in there as well. How is this important? I think that it does center around our emotional body, which is often held in the belly. And then we also have a heart center too. And so that's activated through this dance. It's primarily low impact. So dancers of all ages, from children to grandmothers, can engage in it safely. And you will see, for those who come on Wednesday, September 12th, to the We the World concert, Pure is performing, and the dancers that will be there are comprised of all walks of life. They have many stories to tell within their breadth of experience. And we do have some grandmothers in there as well. And so they're representing the everyday person who is inhabiting their body and engaging in art. So it's not just the space of those who are in their early 20s who are training full-time in dance, but this is a form of expression that's accessible to all, and a great way to gather and connect people. And with the first time I met Rick in 2004, when Pure, which is an acronym for Public Urban Ritual Experiments, we had decided to gather together because we wanted to counter the shadow that New York City was under after September 11th. We kind of felt like the city was suffering for a few years after, and we wanted to bring dance and music onto the streets to help lift the energy and go down to the very places like Ground Zero and pray through our movement for what had happened. And so that was incredibly touching and uplifting. There are about 30 of us that went out on the streets with flowers in our hair. And then afterwards, we gathered at a restaurant to celebrate, and we had a silent auction, and Rick came by and gave a talk about We the World and the good work his company does. And so that was the first time I met him. And since then, we've been in touch over the years. with Kristen Hoffman. She was an integral part of another project I created called Pure Reflections, Beauty Reimagined. So that's about learning to accept our reflection in the mirror. And a lot of Kristen's music was instrumental to that project. And that traces the path of being born and starting to be influenced by what the media has to say about what is beautiful and how we can feel less than, that we're not good enough. And sometimes people end up falling into addiction, whether it's through alcoholism or working too much in order to feel better. And then how do we integrate the various aspects of ourselves so that we finally accept who we are? And so that was a wonderful project that we worked on for about 5 years. And now we are going to show one small aspect of another project that Chris and I have been brainstorming about, and that's called Ocean Stories. So that's with her music, and I'll be embodying the ocean and the human impact that has happened with the ocean, with the trash. So I'll be wearing a costume that comprises of upcycled plastic bottles, and that is something new that we will be showing at September 12th.
Oh, that's exciting. And before we end the program, we will have everyone give contact information so that they can connect more deeply with your work. So let's come back around to Rick. And I would, I found it interesting. I really enjoyed that story, Keisha, about the September 11th response with dance. I think that's so powerful. And Rick, I wanted to ask you about this as well, because you started We the World 20 years ago. September 11th tragedy happened about, 17 or so years ago. So can you speak about your transition, your commitment to We the World? Certainly predated some of these other events, but how you came to incorporate September 11th through the International Day of Peace, and how this whole phenomenon developed into what it is today.
Sure. Thank you. And I guess the start of 11 Days of Global Unity, I'll give a little bit of that background. It's kind of interesting. Not many people know about this, but the International Day of Peace was started by a UN resolution in 1981, saying that the opening session of the General Assembly in September would be considered the International Day of Peace. And it would be a time when ceasefires that had taken place up to that point that year would be celebrated and announced. And in fact, there was really an intention to make the International Day of Peace a global ceasefire, a day for a global ceasefire. That has not happened yet, but it's still possible. And so we look forward to that. Now, what happened in the 1990s is that since the General Assembly opening session in September was always the first Tuesday, the second Tuesday or the third Tuesday of the month in September, but that meant that the date was changing every year, the actual date, the calendar date. And so there was a push by NGOs and peace organizations to put the International Day of Peace on a specific date, namely September 21st. And in fact, someone named Jeremy Gilley created a full-length feature film, a documentary about this push for the UN to do that. And the film is called peace one day. And celebrities like Angelina Jolie were in it. And so the UN was coming around to do that. They didn't do it quite soon enough. And so the scheduled date of the General Assembly session in September in 2001 was actually on 9/11. So technically speaking, the International Day of Peace happened on the same day as the tragedy of 2001, 9/11. And so we looked at that with We the World, and we said, that's interesting. So what happened was, from 2002 on, the official International Day of Peace was on September 21st. So we looked at that as being almost symbolic of the journey from fear to hope, that, the International Day of Peace was in 2001 was on the day of the tragedy. And then from 2002 onward, it was on September 21st. So we call that span 11 days of global unity. That was the origin of that. And like I said, it has become a convergence of events of all kinds, celebrating unity and all of these 11 themes that I mentioned, including environment, economic justice, et cetera, and peace. So, so that's the beginning of it. And I just wanted to mention that part of the kind of MO or modus operandi of We the World is three aspects, which music and the arts are a big part. So the three aspects are inspire, inform, and involve. So these are three aspects that feed different parts of ourselves. And under the idea of inspire, of course, is where we have music, culture, the arts, dance, all of the things that we've been talking about earlier that Keishi and Kristen are so involved with. And that really helps to bring people into this conversation, because if you're at a festival or a concert and you're really moved by the arts that you see at this event, and there's a theme, let's say, to the event that has to do with peace or sustainability, transformation, that kind of thing. So that can move you into the conversation, and then you might be interested in finding out more about the oceans. So if you hear Kristen singing about the oceans, and you don't realize that in, I think it's like 2040 or something coming up not that far from now, there's going to be more plastic in the oceans than actual fish and marine life. The mass of plastic is going to overtake the mass of marine life in the oceans. And so you start to understand that, then you might move into the next phase, which is involve, which is taking action, doing something, joining a group, planning an event, setting up meetings, or whatever it is, so that you then become part of this transformative movement for peace, sustainability, and transformation. So inspire, inform, and involve, I call it three I's that make a we, like the we campaign and we.net, we the world. So, I wanted to also bring in some of the other events, just so people know the scope of what's going on with the 11 days this year.
Okay, that sounds great. But could you also first just go through what the various attributes of the days are, just to review, and then go into the events themselves?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the 11 themes, I'll say them again. Now, not all the events are perfectly timed to coincide with each of the themes on specific days, but some of them are. So, for example, peace is the 11th theme, and of course, that happens on September 21st, which is the International Day of Peace. But anyway, the themes again are unity on September 11th, interdependence, which is September 12th, and actually there's a little bit of history on that as well. In 2002, one of the board members of We the World, her name is Ruth Garbus, she came up with this idea of Interdependence Day, and it really caught on. And we did a convocation ceremony with someone whose name is Angangak. He's an indigenous elder from Greenland near the Arctic Circle. And so at the 2002 Summit on Sustainable Development in Johannesburg in Africa, in South Africa, he led a ceremony with a bunch of other organizations to launch Interdependence Day. And and then the next year, we connected with someone named Benjamin Barber, who was also beginning an interdependence movement. And together, we from that point on, celebrated Interdependence Day on September 12th, as the second day of 11 Days of Global Unity. So the other themes, again, are environment, economic justice, health, children and youth, women, human rights, freedom, disarmament, and peace. So there are so many interesting groups and programs happening associated with 11 Days of Global Unity. One of them already happened, but you can actually see it on replays. It's called the United Nations High Level Forum on the Culture of Peace. It took place on September 5th, and you can actually see that by going to UN TV. They have the replays there on UN TV, and it took place at United Nations headquarters with the Secretary General speaking and the President of the General Assembly, Ambassador Anwar Chaudhry. Organized that along with members of the Global Movement for Culture of Peace, which is a coalition of many organizations around the world. So that was really an amazing event. I was there. Then just to give a little scope of what's happening around the world, in Botswana, Africa, on September 21st, in the city of Gaborone, someone named Angelina Habayetsi and her group there, which is actually a branch of We the World, they are planning a day focused on serving children in vulnerable families at the UNDP offices on September 21st as part of 11 Days. In Florida, the Earth Charter Initiative, in collaboration with the Florida Gulf Coast University, is presenting the Climate Conversations Telesummit. And this is going to be broadcast during 11 days, starting September 11th through September 21st. These are dialogues on each of the 11 themes from the perspective or through the lens of climate and the climate crisis and solutions to the climate crisis. So then there's the Global Unity Games, which is September Compassion Games, which this year is a 16-day challenge to unify communities around the world in the expression of globally synchronized intentions with locally organized compassionate action. And you can find them at compassiongames.org. Compassion Games actually became part of 11 Days a few years ago, and that's at that point they called their September games the Global Unity Games. And they're working with UNIFI on a global broadcast that's happening also starting on September 21st. And actually, there are several global broadcasts. There's also the Unity Foundation's 10th anniversary Peace Day global broadcast, which is also starting on September 21st. They're at peacechannel.com. Paul Slatkis is doing a Peace Day party on September 21st in New York City at Times Square. So he's doing that every year. People gather in the shape of a peace symbol. You know, you have 300 people in a peace symbol. It's very powerful in Times Square, and they take over some of the screens, these giant screens in Times Square as well, with messages of peace. Then we have the Vigil for Peace and Ecology, which is also in New York at the Bandshell. It's a free public festival at the Bandshell in Central Park on Sunday, September 16th, all day, which is really another wonderful thing. There's something called the We Unify Concert and Community Celebration, which is happening in Austin, Texas, presented by One Love Rising and Heidi Little, who is actually also going to be live with us on September 12th at the event that we've been talking about in New York. But Heidi Little lives in Austin, so she's going to be flying in for this event on the 12th. And on September 21st, she's doing a concert in Austin. And it's not just an ordinary concert. It's also a convergence of concerts, because she's making it possible on her page, her Facebook page, to host live all the live concerts that are happening around the world for the International Day of Peace.
Wow.
So that's, I know, it's pretty amazing. I mean, this is just a little piece of it. Now, you can find out a lot more by going to we.net. We have, if you click on 11 days, you'll see there's a lot of these, you know, more details about all of these things. And also, we have the Global Unity Calendar, which we launched years ago, which is a free public international calendar, and it's a resource to the community. People can post their events, their cultural and social change events, and the calendar is linked with other organizations. So when you post on our calendar, it shows up on the Compassion Games calendar and other synchronized organizations as well. So
wow,
there you go.
That's so amazing that you have, I view yourself, Rick, I know that you've had co-partners all along the way, but you've been a real force of inspiration to build this network. And I really do think that this is the way to make change in the world. It just becomes a matter of linking more people into this network of activities and events to allow everyone to be uplifted. And this is really important from my perspective as presenting in this moment as a media person. I'm also a healer, but because we are inundated with so much negativity that it breeds a kind of descent in terms of the collective energy, the collective consciousness. And I feel that as this network builds, We the World, the We campaign at We.net, where we can begin to overshadow that or brighten up that shadow, maybe would be the better way to put it, so that people can begin to enter into a state of consciousness that they are indeed empowered and that they can change themselves, change their environment, and change the world. So I'm very appreciative of all this. And yes, certainly that was far too much information for anyone to have jotted down. So the best course of action is to go to we.net, and it's all going to be there for you. And then you can be inspired to do your own thing. I'm speaking to our listeners. We're coming towards the end of the program, so I'd like to come back around to first Kristen, and then we'll go to Casey to tell us how people can connect with you and maybe get involved in your work going forward. So, Kristen, how do people find out more about your projects?
Yes. Well, you can easily just go to my website, which is, let me spell it for you, kristinhoffman.com. It's spelled kristinhoffman.com. So there's two N's at the end of Hoffman. I think if you leave off an N, you get to another woman's website who likes bees or something like that. And I love bees too, but it's not me. So kristinhoffman.com. And then if you look under projects, which is one of the headers, you'll see a lot of the Song for the Ocean, Bella Gaia, all of the different projects I'm involved in. And that's a good place to start.
Excellent.
Yes, it's been such a joy to be here. I'm so grateful, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone on September 12th and to this beautiful collaboration with Rick and Casey and Andrew. Thank you for putting this event, helping to put this event together and making it all possible, Andrew Kane. And it's really going to be quite a beautiful community gathering. So come on out.
Excellent, excellent. And Casey?
You can contact me through keshi.com, KAESHI.com. So that has a listing of different events I'm involved with. And bellyqueen.com is where you can find out about classes at my school, Belly Queen School of Dance in the East Village. And we also have other events like shows and performances and workshops. And also pureglobe.org is the Pure Public Urban Ritual Experiments website. So that's about the annual conference that we hold that Rick has been part of in the past. And also our special projects.
Excellent, excellent. And so we have just a bit more time. And so maybe if we just take like about 1 minute each, I would love for you to take a crack at just putting out an inspiring message that resonates with you and can help, hopefully help to bring people into the fold in terms of thinking about this world we're living in a little bit more in harmony with what the work that you each are doing. So we could start with either of you. Any volunteers to start off?
I'll volunteer.
Okay.
It's Kristen. I want to sing the first verse of a piece called At the Core. And I wrote this piece to remind us all that in our efforts for peace, we always have to remember that at the core, there's more that unites us than separates us as human beings. So
excellent.
I'll leave you on this note. When the hate comes, let there be love. And when the night falls, let there be peace. And when the dark cloud over our heads releases its grasp on our hearts and our souls, may we remember we're whole, connected at the core. One people, we're whole.
the core of it all, soul to soul.
Thank you.
Well, that was beautiful. Now, of course, I don't think any of us can compete with that, but certainly we can't dance on the radio. But, Keisha, would you like to offer a note of inspiration?
Sure. Actually, I was dancing to her when she was singing already. You just couldn't see it.
So the energy is with us.
Absolutely. And I guess I would offer to let yourself have the permission to get up when you hear something inspiring. Let yourself move to it. Let yourself, I don't even necessarily know if I want to use the word dance because some people have baggage around that. So if you can enter your body through the word move, then just do that. And don't worry about social conditioning or worrying that you're not trained or whatever. Just let yourself begin.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Rick?
Yes. So, wow, that was wonderful, Kristen. It's great to hear your voice. And it's just like a tiny sample of what we're all going to experience on September 12th in New York and webcast. So I'm inspired by the idea that we are going to have a world premiere of a song that was co-written by nine volunteers of We the World. And we're going to actually perform that song for the first time live on September 12th. In fact, that's why Heidi Little, who's the lead singer on that song on the recording, is flying in from Boston to lead us in that song. Of course, she'll perform some of her other material as well. But just the idea that nine people could collaborate on a single song, people from three different countries and nine different locations, that's inspiring. And it's kind of a symbol of what we can do on our own that we can't do. I mean, what we can do together that we can't do on our own. So.
Excellent. We are just about out of time. Everyone go to we.net for details on all these events, to contact myself, Catherine Davis, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can go to the website heartofmindradio.com. So thank you so much all for joining me today. And we invite our listeners to tune in again on Saturday, 6 p.m. for Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And we're going to hear as we go out some portion of this song that will be premiered. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Talk about race and discrimination.
weather, force field to weather's any storm. Our union makes earth heaven, the bond that we form. Shows we the world, the insects, the plants and birds. We're the stars in the skies, we create the words to describe what we see, to take us where we wanna be. We all wanna be free. We the mountains, reach for the sun. Everybody, part of everyone. We the world. Intentional kindness will take away the blindness. Peace and love will eventually find us. Enjoying harmony, creating shares of unity. We spread positive vibes through our communities. We the world, we the people, envision. One that reaches all within the soul, that's the mission. Within the heart, joyously shared in peace and art. The art of share, the art of care. We say that's a decent start. The art of action in our lives ensures that the dream survives. Channels hope and equity drives. Giving back makes you tingle inside like stomach butterflies, and that'll let us rise to the sky. We the world. Said we the world.